That's a song that provides lots of inspiration for Party Time, the latest production from Decidedly Jazz Danceworks, running April 25th to May 12th, featuring energetic choreography from DJD visionary Kimberly Cooper and a live in-house band. The show promises to deliver guests the ultimate house party experience. Led by Kim Cooper herself, DJD's talented roster of dancers brings this party dance floor to life with help from a live band comprised of some of Calgary's musical best. The band includes, of course, accomplished jazz composer and trombonist Karsten Rubling, who is also the production's musical director. He joins me now on The Upload to tell us more about the musical component of this exciting show. Hi, Karsten. How are you? Thanks so much for sitting down with me today.
Of course. Hi, Kate.
How did you approach composing the music for Party Time, and what influences did you really draw upon to capture the essence of basically a house party?
It's a good question. Well, I guess I can tell you a little bit about how it works composing for DJD. The process is really neat because Kim Cooper, who is the artistic director and choreographer at DJD, her process is really driven by the music. So that kind of means that I have a general idea of the theme and the title. I knew it was called Party Time. But I didn't know too much more than that before I started creating little sketches of things that then I would bring to Kim. And this started in the fall. So this was kind of in October when we got going. And I would bring her sketches. She would say, ooh, I like this. I'm not sure about that. Maybe this. So needless to say that I didn't see any choreography before I started writing. And I had my own ideas of what Party Time sounded like to me. Of course, I love a lot of music that's funky. Mm-hmm. And so I started with that in mind, you know, as well as knowing that I really only had a band of four people, so that there were some limitations. The instrumentation, you know, you can only cover so much ground with four people, so you have to kind of remember that while you're writing and make sure that you don't write anything that you can't actually then play live and reproduce. So, you know, that's kind of like the general process. And then we recorded one batch of demos of that material in January. And then Kim is making choreography to that while I'm then going back to write a bunch more new ideas and sketches to bring to her, and then go through that kind of same vetting process again. And then we recorded the last batch of demos in March. And then this week we're finally in the theater with the beautiful dancers and stitching the show together. Some of the stuff we did on our demos is pretty much the forms that have, you know, will end up being on the show, and other pieces, it's kind of like repurposing it or dismantling it or shortening it or lengthening it. So it's really cool. I would say the best part to me is that Kim lets the composer write, and she kind of is deeply influenced by whatever comes out of that. And then, yeah, I'm very influenced by kind of heavy funk music, hip hop music, of course, a lot of jazz music. That's kind of the foundation. Mm. And we don't want to get too far away from the kind of foundation of that sound. But I will say there's a lot of different stuff in this show. And some of it's really pretty and beautiful. Some of it's pretty kind of in your face. And that, I think, is going to follow this kind of track of an evening at a house party.
Okay, well, let's head to one of those songs right now. From the DJD show, Party Time, this is Karsten Rubling's Prince Thing on CKUA.
One, two, one, two, three. You'll
CKUA, that's Carsten Rubling with Prince Thing. That's one of the tracks that you'll hear in the newest production from DJD, Decidedly Jazz Danceworks, called Party Time. And if you're just joining us, I am joined here with Carsten, the music director of Party Time. And then this production runs April 25th to May 12th. And Carsten, I want to talk about some memorable moments during the rehearsal process. You had mentioned a bit of the back and forth between the band and the dancers. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah. I think where things begin, like even in the last few days, we are just trying to play the tunes down,
mm-hmm.
make sure that everything lines up with what they had thought. That's where it begins. And then quickly, though, once that's settled and everyone's feeling comfy, then playing with it more, pulling it apart, especially because Decidedly Jazz Danceworks, I mean, they've been decidedly dancing to jazz for 40 years
yeah.
now. You know, they're no strangers to improvisation. And in fact, that's a big part of what Kim wants in those tracks is people playing a different thing every night.
Mm.
And so I would say that's really, you know, a place where then in the rehearsal you get to kind of practice the improvising, if that makes sense. Like, you get a feel for what that dancer, for instance, now, you know, when let's say Andre recorded this solo the first time on the demo, he had no idea who's going to be dancing to it. So he's going to see that first today. And then getting to know how they move, what their, you know, movement vocabulary that they're using. Mm. And of course that relates to the piece already because Kim's thinking that way. But I think that's where it really starts to kind of come alive. And last year when we did Nervous Systems, I really noticed that over the course of the 2 weeks of rehearsal, you know, it starts out a little stiff. And by opening night, it's well-worn and kind of organic. And the soloist is vibing off of the dancer. And I think the dancer is definitely vibing off the soloists. And so it's a pretty awesome kind of progression to something that feels like we're making this together. And it's not music plus dance. It's kind of the whole, you know?
Oh, well, Karsten, thanks so much for sitting down with me today.
Of course. I'm thrilled that you asked me. And, you know, I think people should really come check the show out. There's music that I think everyone will dig on and appreciate, and there's something for everyone. It's fun, it's funny, it's a little bit abstract, and I'm sure you won't have seen anything like it. So come check it out.